talk about real estate on a monthly basis, our commercial real estate trends. Our topic today, it's good to be an award winner, the Commercial Alliance of Realtors Award winners, Kirk Dreisinger, Hinman Company. Good morning to you, Kirk.
Good morning, Dreisinger.
Yeah. Dreisinger. Oh, I flipped the coin and it came out wrong. Kirk, good morning to you. And as always, Sherry Veldman with the Commercial Alliance of Realtors. Good morning to you, Sherry.
Good morning, Shelley.
Have there been awards that have been given?
There have. We were very fortunate to hold our awards reception on the 30th of January, and I wanted to be able to share some of the awards that were given and the lucky recipients, or I should say the well-deserving recipients. Every year we hold this event and honor different people, and just kind of running through a little bit of a list, we have an affiliate service award, which is given to an affiliate member, and our affiliates are those who are not licensed to sell real estate, but they are in support industries. So we have many affiliates who are title company people or attorneys or engineers, environmental. Anyway, this year's award went to David Clark, who's with Nederwald. That's a well-known company here in town. David participates in our association on various committees and is always ready to step up and help out wherever he can. So that was wonderful to be able to give David that award for this year. We have a realtor active in politics that went to Max Grover, who's with Grover Real Estate, and Max chairs our political affairs committee and works a lot with candidate interviews and different things like that, so we appreciate his efforts. Probably our biggest individual awards, we have Realtor of the Year. This year, that recipient is Tom DeBoer. Tom is an office specialist with Colliers, and he's not only has been a participant in many different aspects of the association, but was also honored this year for the biggest office lease and biggest office sale. He was involved with the Pyramid property. So Tom, although he was in Arizona, we talked about him a whole lot that evening. And then our Lifetime Achievement Award is went to Ray Kaiser this year. Ray, everyone who's in development has run into Ray in various transactions. He's been involved in a lot of different development committees, the DDA and different things within the city. 40-year member of the association, and we were happy to be able to honor Ray with the Lifetime Achievement Award this year. One of our special things that we try to do is look at some of the different projects that happen throughout the year. Many know in commercial real estate, projects can take a really long time, and when some of these big projects finally come to fruition, it's wonderful to be able to talk about them. And this year's Project of the Year achievement went to Hinman Company. And Kurt can talk a lot about this property. I think you and I would remember the property as the old Rogers department store building. So I think it's since been Klingman's, and now Kurt can tell you all about what's going on with that property now.
Absolutely. We had a new tenant moved into there starting in the middle of December, Advantage Solutions. They are a Orange County, California-based company. They've had a presence in Grand Rapids for a while. They were downtown, outgrew that space, took some additional space with another building, outgrew again. So we got a piece of their overflow business at a property we own out in the suburbs in Cascade roughly 3 years ago, knowing that the whole time they wanted to bring the group back together when they're large lease downtown campus. So we started working with them at that point in time. One of my coworkers, Val Young, identified the old Rogers department store building as a potential location for them. Over the course of about a year, year and a half, we had an arrangement we thought worked out with them to move into that space. They brought on new real estate counsel out in California, so they revisited the market, went everywhere, looked at every building, circled back, and we were able to put back that deal we had together this past June. The challenge was we now had 9 months' worth of work to do in 6 months. And so we our team, Wes Haltauer from our construction, Eric Harmson from our property management, Tom Zonberg from our facilities, my partner in crime, Aaron Nugent, our whole team just rolled their sleeves up, worked with them. The city of Wyoming, Mayor Paul, Curtis Holt, Megan Saul were just phenomenal with helping us go through all the red tape and things involved, and took that building, which was a department store. Macatawa Bank, who owned it, who we purchased it from, David Weiner and Mike Murray from Colliers represented them, helped us keep that under contract while all these shifting sands were taking place. Able to put that project together, did the work, had to redo all the mechanicals, new roof, convert a building that had been sitting empty for roughly 7-8 years. And as of today, there's between 450 and 500 employees working in that building.
It's really interesting to see how many different people have a hand in it. It just is a real credit to our community that so many people can work together from all different facets to be able to make something like this happen. I'm sure that on a snowy, blizzardy day, the people from California are really excited. But do they see more expansion coming in? Or?
We are in conversations with them right now for an additional expansion. They took that building's roughly 160,000 square feet. They occupy a little over half of it. They have the entire upper level. And then for those who remember Rogers Department Store, the fragrance area in the back and part of the women's dress section, that back portion is what they've occupied. We're left with some lower level space and then the frontage on the window on the lower level that is there for them to grow in or other opportunities if somebody else is looking for office space. We have some.
Oh, that's really good. Hinman also had a really interesting project that they submitted that was completed in the Muskegon area, and we do try to take a look at our lakeshore and what's going on there. You want to talk a little bit about that one?
Certainly. For those who are familiar with Muskegon, the old SPX Pyramid building, it's just an iconic, it's an absolute building surrounded by water on three sides that was the Sealed Power headquarters back in the day. We acquired that building about 8-9 years ago now, and we've got various tenants in there, but KL Industries is a major manufacturer in Muskegon. They do a lot of plastic goods. Their primary focus is on kayaks, and they were acquired by a private equity firm out of Naples, Florida. And subsequent to that acquisition, about a year later, this private equity firm also purchased their largest competitor out of Quebec, Canada, and now they are the largest kayak manufacturer in the world. The challenge that we had is now somewhere was going to be the corporate headquarters. And was it going to be Muskegon? Was it going to be Naples? Was it going to be Canada? And with a lot of work from the folks in Muskegon, the Chamber of Commerce, the city management over there, Muskegon was chosen partially because of the building and partially because of some of the great things the folks in Muskegon were able to do. And they're going to be adding about 200 manufacturing jobs, and they took an entire floor in that building and just did a phenomenal building. It is really, really great space.
More jobs in manufacturing for West Michigan. You got to like that.
Where's Hinman Company based?
We're based out of Portage.
Yes. What's your background?
My background, I've done a little bit of everything. I've been in the real estate business for roughly 20 years, about 10 of that with Hinman. Aaron Nugent and myself do all of the leasing in the Grand Rapids and Muskegon portfolio, of which we've got about just shy of 2 million square feet in this region.
Good enough?
Sounds good.
Well, yeah. That's congratulations to you, right?
Well, thank you.
Yep. How do we find out more about Hinman?
www.hinmancompany.com.
Keep up your good work. Sherry?
If people want to read more about some of the other awards that were given out that night, we have everything posted on our website, carwm.com. There's also the property search function, which allows people to see all of the available properties in the various specialties.
Go get them.